The great whispering woods were bathed in the deep, calming violet of late twilight. High above, the first stars were beginning to blink awake, casting a silver dust over the canopy. Alex, a warrior who had walked across many vast and ancient lands, stepped softly along the mossy path. He wore his heavy travelling cloak securely wrapped around his broad shoulders, though his sword remained safely tucked away, unneeded in this quiet place. He paused at the base of a great oak tree, adjusting the small leather pouch at his side. It was warm to the touch. As he gently pulled the drawstring, a soft golden light spilled out, illuminating the dark ferns around his boots. Inside rested a fallen star, smaller than an apple, humming a faint and sleepy tune. It had tumbled from the sky 3 nights ago, and Alex had promised to carry it back to the highest peak so it could rejoin its constellation. A sudden flicker of pale blue light danced near his shoulder. A small luminous moth fairy, wearing robes woven from cobwebs, settled onto a nearby fern. She folded her delicate wings and looked at the glowing pouch.
"You carry a heavy burden for a weary traveller, wanderer. The sky has been weeping for that lost spark. I am Anya, watcher of the lower woods, and I can see the long miles etched upon your face."
Alex offered a slow, gentle smile, carefully closing the pouch just enough to keep the star warm without hiding its light completely.
"It is nice to meet you, Anya. I am Alex. The little star is growing tired, and so am I. I need to find the Cloud Weaver's Peak before the night grows too deep, but the forest paths are twisting and the shadows are growing long."
Anya nodded, her tiny form glowing a little brighter in the dusk. She pointed a delicate finger toward the east, where the trees grew thicker and a faint mist crept along the forest floor.
"You must follow the scent of the night-blooming jasmine until you reach the Silver River. The water is too cold and deep for even a strong warrior to swim. You must wake the ferryman, but you must do so gently, for he is very old and loves his sleep. Bring him a token of peace, and he will grant you passage."
"Follow the jasmine to the river, and wake the ferryman gently." "I understand. Thank you, little watcher. May your night be quiet and safe."
Anya bowed her head, and with a gentle flutter, she dissolved into a swirl of blue sparks, drifting up into the canopy. Alex took a deep, slow breath, feeling the cool evening air fill his lungs, and turned his boots toward the east, following the sweet, relaxing scent of the blooming flowers. The scent of jasmine grew stronger, acting as a sweet, invisible guide through the darkening woods. Soon, the trees parted to reveal the Silver River. It was a wide, glassy expanse of water that perfectly mirrored the starry sky above, making it look as though Alex was standing on the edge of the universe itself. Moored to an ancient willow tree was a large, flat-bottomed wooden boat. Resting upon the boat was an enormous moss-covered tortoise shell, rising and falling with the slow, steady rhythm of deep sleep. Alex remembered Arnie's words. He needed to wake the ferryman gently and offer a token of peace. He knelt by the edge of the water, unclasping his heavy iron gauntlets. He did not need armor here. He placed the gauntlets delicately on the riverbank, leaving them behind as a silent promise that his fighting days were done. Then he approached the boat and reached out, tapping a slow, gentle rhythm on the edge of the great shell. The snoring stopped. A massive, wrinkled head slowly emerged from the dark hollow of the shell, blinking sleepy golden eyes at the warrior.
Who comes to the edge of the waking world, tapping on an old man's roof? I am Jaspal, and the hour is late, my friend. The river is preparing to sleep, and so am I.
Forgive me for waking you, Jaspal. My name is Alex. I am carrying a lost star that needs to be returned to the sky. I have left my armor on the bank, a promise of peace, to ask if you might row me across your beautiful river.
Jaspal looked at the empty iron gauntlets resting in the grass, and then at the warm, golden glow spilling from the pouch at Alex's side. The old tortoise gave a slow, rumbling chuckle that vibrated through the wooden planks of the boat.
A warrior who lays down his iron to carry a sleeping star. That is a rare and beautiful thing, Alex. Step aboard. The water is calm tonight and the current will be kind to us. Sit near the lantern hook and let your star light our way.
Alex stepped onto the ferry, sitting heavily but comfortably on the wooden bench. He drew the star from his pouch and hung it on the small iron hook at the front of the boat, where it cast a warm, golden circle over the dark, starry water, ready for the journey across. The ferry glided away from the bank with a smooth, silent grace. Jaspal stood at the back of the boat, slowly pushing a long wooden pole into the riverbed. The rhythmic sound of the water was like a lullaby, easing the tension from Alex's tired muscles. He pulled his cloak tighter around himself, enjoying the cool, peaceful air. As they reached the centre of the river, a thick, silvery mist rolled over the water. It was soft and cool, but it obscured the far shore completely. The only thing guiding them was the gentle, golden beam of the little star hanging at the front of the boat.
The mist of the middle river is a tricky thing, young warrior. It likes to confuse the eyes. We must find the sleeping lily pads. When they feel the warmth of your star, they will bloom, and their glowing petals will show us the safe path to the mountain's base.
Alex leaned forward, watching the dark water intently. The mist swirled around them, thick as a woolen blanket. Suddenly, he spotted a faint ridge in the water, a tightly closed green bulb floating just at the edge of the star's light.
I see one, Jaspal. Just ahead, off the left side of the boat. Keep the pole steady. I will guide the light.
Alex unhooked the star's pouch, holding it out over the water. As the warm, golden light washed over the closed lily pad, its petals began to unfurl with a delicate, magical sound. The flower glowed with a soft pink light.
Ah, beautiful. You have a gentle hand, Alex. Now look for the next one. The river will lead us home.
Following the trail of sleeping lilies, Alex bathed each one in the starlight. One by one, they bloomed, creating a glowing pink pathway through the dense silver fog. The rhythmic push of Jaspal's pole and the soft chiming of the blooming flowers created a deeply soothing melody. Eventually, the mist began to thin, revealing the dark, sloping base of a magnificent mountain covered in soft, white snow. The boat bumped against a wooden dock lined with velvet moss. Alex carefully hooked his star back onto his belt, deeply grateful for the old ferryman's tranquil guidance. The climb up the Cloudweaver's Peak was not steep or treacherous. Instead, the path was formed of wide, natural stone steps, completely covered in thick layers of soft white moss that felt like stepping on goose down pillows. Alex climbed steadily, his breathing slow and calm.
The air here was crisp, clean, and carrying a faint scent of frost and peppermint. At the very top of the mountain, the world opened up into a breathtaking view of the night sky. The stars felt so close that Alex imagined he could reach out and brush them with his fingertips.
In the centre of the snowy plateau sat an antique wooden loom, glowing with a soft, silvery light. Working the loom was Mira, the cloud weaver. She had hair like spun silver and wore a gown made of the night sky itself. She was weaving threads of moonlight into thin, wispy clouds, sending them drifting off into the breeze. She stopped her work as Alex approached, her eyes falling instantly upon the warm pouch at his side.
"You have travelled very far, Alex of the Lorelands. I can feel the weariness in your bones. But you have kept the little spark safe. Bring it here. Let me see the poor, tired thing."
Alex approached the loom, gently opening his pouch. He lifted the little star out. Its light was flickering now, pulsing slowly, like a sleepy heartbeat.
"It has been a long journey for both of us, Lady Mira. I promised I would return it to the sky, but I do not know how to send it back. My arms are strong, but I cannot throw it all the way to the heavens."
Mira smiled, a warm and comforting expression that made Alex feel entirely at peace. She reached out and gently patted his sturdy arm.
"You do not need to throw it, dear warrior. It only needs a cradle woven of courage and moonlight, and the wind will carry it the rest of the way. I have the moonlight, but I need something of yours, a piece of cloth that has seen brave deeds, to give the star the strength to fly."
Alex did not hesitate. He reached beneath his heavy travelling cloak to his tunic, gripping a strip of thick blue linen that he had worn into many battles. With a firm, steady pull, he tore a long ribbon of the fabric free. He handed the faded blue cloth to the cloud weaver, hoping his past bravery would be enough to help the little star find its way home. Mira took the blue ribbon from Alex's tired hands. She wove it seamlessly into her magical loom, blending his brave linen with the shining threads of moonlight. Her hands moved with a graceful, hypnotic rhythm, and within moments she had fashioned a beautiful, glowing cradle, a tiny hammock made of light and blue fabric.
"It is perfect. A warrior's heart and a weaver's light. Place the little one inside, Alex. It is time for you both to rest."
Alex held the star in his cupped hands for a moment, feeling its gentle, comforting warmth one last time. He gave it a soft smile, whispering a quiet farewell before laying it gently into the glowing cradle. Mira lifted the cradle from the loom, carrying it to the very edge of the snowy peak. She held it up to the wind.
"Fly high, little spark. Your place is up above. Keep and watch over the sleeping world."
She released the cradle. Instead of falling, the magic of the loom and the brave cloth caught the mountain draft. The little star soared upward, drifting higher and higher into the dark blue expanse. Alex watched it shrink from a glowing ball into a tiny, brilliant pinprick of light. It settled perfectly into an empty space within a grand constellation, flashing once, brightly, to say thank you. Immediately, a profound sense of peace washed over the mountain. The wind died down to a barely audible whisper. Alex felt an incredibly heavy, wonderful wave of sleepiness settle over his shoulders.
"It is back where it belongs. The sky looks complete again. Thank you, Mira. I think my journey is finally done.
You have done a beautiful thing tonight, Alex. There's a bed of soft moss beneath the great pine over there. No one will disturb you. You may sleep as long as you wish. Good night, brave wanderer.
Alex walked slowly to the great pine, the thick moss offering a perfect, welcoming bed. He lay down, pulling his heavy cloak over himself like a warm blanket. He looked up at the sky one last time, finding the little star shining steadily down at him.
With a deep, contented sigh, Alex closed his eyes, letting the quiet peace of the mountain carry him into a deep, dreamless sleep.